It's time for Declare Your Independence with Ernest Hancock.
Believe me when I say we have a difficult time ahead of us. But if we are to be prepared for it, we must first shed our fear of it. I stand here without fear because I remember. I remember that I am here not because of the path that lies before me, but because of the path that lies behind me. I remember that for 100 years we have fought these machines. And after a century of war, I remember that which matters most. We are still here! Tonight, let us make them remember. We are not afraid!
No fear, no fear, no fear here on Declare Your Independence to me, Ernest Hancock. But we should be. Here, let me get the Reese's cup off my lips. But that's going to be a no-no here pretty soon. Starting today, after the show, it's time. We're changing all our schedules. We're working around everything. We're going to take care of business, which one of it is I got to get back in shape because bad times be a-coming. So much I think I got everything else all set, and I'm going, you know, maybe I should get in better shape. You get your finances done, you get your house, you get your food thing taken care of. You know, it didn't do you any good if you're stuck to the couch, you know, sick. So we go ahead and rejoin the gym and doing, you know, Donna does her P90X here. It's very nice, very nice. But, you know, I need to get out in the way from the computer. That's just the way it is. And, you know, Sierra, what's kind of prompted me, Sierra has started, she's been going to the gym for a long time, but she started training for is it a marathon or a half marathon? Half, yeah, you know, say half, because I was talking to Tim, my son-in-law, has done a marathon, and he wanted to run two, so he could say, yeah, I've run marathons, you know, but he did one, he's like, oh man, I'm done. So, it took a long time, then there was a training regimen that he went through, and he and I started. But then I started doing, because we used to go out early in the morning and run this a couple years ago, and then I started doing the morning show again. And when I started doing the morning show, then I couldn't, you know, and then I turned into a big lump behind my computer. So, and I used to be an athlete in the day, and I feel really good because the juicing thing has really made a big difference. And I got some emails about, you know, various articles in the magazine, and one of them was about the juicing. And they said, you know, thanks for putting that in there. You know, I've been thinking about it, doing it. Your wife really detailed it out, how that works and what's done. Cool, done. And she did a good job. She wrote a bunch of it because we've been building up a lot of stuff. How to, you know, setting up the gardens here, how you prepare the soil, what do you put in, what plant, what grows here in the Southwest and other places. Pal Gamel is now a master gardener, permaculture consultant. Dale, I went through all the classes over the months thing, and he wrote this long article. And it gave you all the goodies, even on an international basis. So, a lot of good stuff in the recent edition of the magazine. Now, it was made available for free as a download this past weekend because we had some bugs in the, and Tiger, our webmaster, was on vacation. And we're like, oh, curse you, Red Baron. So, he's got that all fixed. But what we did is we just put it up for free. Anybody had that, you click on it, boom, it's there because I didn't want to, you know, be a delay for any of the subscribers and so on. So I go, lucky, lucky you. So anyway, now you're not lucky anymore, unless you already downloaded it. So what we're doing is we're going to be talking to some of the authors and so on. And today, the lead article in today's magazine was by Anthony Gregory. And he's a research editor at the Independent Institute. And I mean, the guy does, he doesn't write an article, and he's a young man, he's around 30. You know, he doesn't write an article unless he knows everything. Well, he reads other books. Heck, he probably read three books just to do this article. And it was just amazing, the information. And it dovetailed into so many other things to understand what's really going on. And I tell you, it kind of goes both ways because it's like spiking. You know, it's like going, you know, getting the information going back the other way. If we can get Anthony and other people like that, they have the outlet for the Freedom's Phoenix magazine, and they study some of the issues that we're doing, like the next 2 months. I'm not sure which one's going to be which month, but both of them working on simultaneously, and whichever one gets more finished, we'll do. And it's going to be Generation Next. You know, it's like homeschooling and nutrition and healthcare and everything for children, know, how, you know, it's a lot about how their minds work, you know, different educational tools and so on. And we're going to, you know, really focus in on how to raise the next generation of we don't need government kind of thing, or at least we'll freaking survive it. The other one's going to be on healthcare and alternative medicine. There's a lot of stuff going on, and nutrition, and, you know, just a lot of things like that, that, you know, by then I want to, you know, kind of have some improvement on what I've been doing, taking care of myself, my fitness, because I'm feeling really good. I really am. I mean, it's a year and a half I've been doing this juicing thing, and I'm ready, man. Let's go to school. Let's get back to athletic Ernie, man. Ooh, man, we're going to be party. Yeah, I'll do it before. Yeah, we'll do it the before picture today. Yeah, that's right. Sierra, she's looking forward to that one. Yeah, she probably wouldn't be looking forward to the after. But anyway, so we'll go ahead and we'll kind of, you know, get some detail on that, and I'll show you after the before. Because you're not seeing the before until I got the after, you know what I mean? So we'll go ahead and do that. I'm going to start focusing on that. And one of the reasons is I got bad news. Bad news. Sierra, in a month, after we do the, she'll kind of get me started on both these editions, and she'll get September's edition done and going, and then she's going somewhere else. I go, baby, where? Anywhere else. So she's 21, and she goes, Dad, I feel like I'm 40, and she's been complaining since she started. She's been working. How long have you been doing this? Over a year and a half, and it was just kind of a temporary thing, helped me kind of, you know, get the thing started, and we started the magazine, and it just keeps dragging. She goes, this is, and when the stock market's going, and this, that, everything, it's just more intense and intense. She's like, I'm 21, and I feel like 40, and at the end of the day, my brain is just so fried, I'm so exhausted mentally, I can't do anything. And she goes to the gym and all that kind of stuff, but, you know, she has her friends, and she wants to go out with boyfriends and this, and she's like, man, can I just be a bartender or something for a while? Can I need to be a server? Can I do something else? Yes, you can, because I understand exactly what she means. So what we're going to do is we had expanded a lot of the power of Freedom's Phoenix because I knew I could, because Sierra's worked for me since she was born. I mean, you know, we've had a lot of activism things that we've done over the years. We've had, when we had our pizza restaurant, she took a year off and was homeschooled because all the other kids had gone to the private school, but it started at seventh grade. So her sixth grade year, I knew she's going to be there without one of her brothers or sisters to narc on her. And they'll say, yeah, Sierra's, you know, and I knew she's going to be a social butterfly off learning nothing anyway. So this charter school thing, I'm just, you know, no, you're better off. You're learning, you're going to learn how to be a pizza restaurant manager and do everything. I knew that she's going to get an education. Well, like every young girl, she wanted to be a veterinarian. So 2 days a week, she went and worked at the animal hospital, and at 12 years old or something, 10, how old were you then? Yeah, 11 or 12 years old, she was like the best employee they had. And they're like, dang, we can't hire you? Damn it. So she did that for a couple of days, you know, we got some funny stories about that, but I won't bring that up. She's sitting over there. But what happened was she also came in every morning with me. No. She stayed home and she was homeschooled by a friend of mine that would come in, and he drove just lunches. His name was Rick Tompkins. He was a state chair of the Libertarian Party, retired Air Force. And he also ran for president against Harry Brown in 96. And so a good libertarian, smart guy, you know, he's not high pressure, nothing, kind of open, whatever you do and ask me, I tell you. So he would go in the morning, spend an hour or two with her, then bring her to the restaurant. He would deliver pizzas for a couple of hours, you know, make some extra cash. And I paid him a little extra, you know, for homeschooling Sierra. Then she came in, she did some work. And then when the other kids started getting off like 3 or 4 o'clock, they went to sports or they came by the restaurant and doing their homework and so on. Then she would leave. But what happened was, I just have a driver just drop her off at home, and they were in our delivery area. So what happened is she learned inventory, ordering food, hiring, human resources, every form you have to fill out, how to do schedules, everything. At 11, 12 years old, she was the best assistant manager, best manager. I even managed the people. Everybody respected her as an adult. She grew up that way. Then through high school, kind of leave them alone. And I knew what I was getting when she came. But now, like, Dad, can I not work for you anymore? Absolutely, I wouldn't. We'll be right back. Talk about the future of Freedom Sinks when we get back.
It's time for Declare Your Independence with Ernest Hancock.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
You know, I got a pretty positive look on the world, and what helps me with that is my family. And my family, we've been through a lot together. I mean, you go through all of these, you know, the big bad guys, and how do you remain sane? Well, you keep it kind of light, you know. You know you're going up against the big bad guys, but there's no reason why you can't enjoy life. And even though they make every effort for you not to, and the best revenge is living well. And well doesn't mean how many toys I got. It's how much I enjoy my friends and family and so on. I mean, our home, a lot of people will tell you that come over here and we have parties a lot and everything. It's like really nice camping. But really no more than that. I mean, it's IKEA and Walmart, you know, press board, particle board furniture kind of, you know, I think I don't know if we even have any nice furniture. I mean, I tell you what, I do got one thing. A Therapeutic, whatever the heck it is, mattress I got from my son. I bought when he moved, and his girlfriend already had one, and we got that. Man, I should have done that a long time ago. That is, you know, I vote get a good bed, because, man, all the years that I did without. So it's important to me that the family do well. And when there was an opportunity, Sierra, about a year and a half ago, she got in a car accident, and for just a little while, she couldn't work and so on, but she could do what we needed done. And, you know, for a few months, and man, oh, I dump it on her, because we got so much. We started a new magazine, editor-in-chief. She created and templates and everything, you know, doing an online magazine to compete with the best of them. We have all the goodies. Ooh, it's over, man, because, you know, the tables have been leveled out. Alternative media has many different avenues. Not only do we have radio, lots of great video stuff, and we have the capacity to do a lot more video than we do. It's just that we're in the field, man. I mean, you know, there's things to be done. Then we have the magazine and, of course, Freedom Sphinx website that's growing very rapidly. And when I started talking about all the things that's going to be done, I'm like, yeah, wow, we're going to... Sierra's like, whoa, 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 freaking whoa. Because she's 21. A lot of people don't know how young she is. She deals with all the guests great. She does, I mean... All day today. It's every day like this. I go, you knew she already did it. Well, can you print out already done? Can you? And I got to, you know, like raise the standard bar. Did you get the article that I wanted that was mentioned? She goes, I already did. I go, yeah. Did you get the right font size printed out so I can read? I mean, you know, this is the kind of things that I got to do to keep her challenged. So what we're going to do is, as a lot of things have been talking about with the show, we're going to get her on here. I already got her mic'd up here. She's like, no, I'm not going to do it. Anyway, so she's doing it. But the one thing that we're going to do is how much time doing 2 hours a day of radio. I've done up to 6 hours a day. I mean, just because you have the opportunity to take advantage of it. But I'm just, wow, you know, what can we do? Now, Ian and Mark over at Free Talk Live, Ian is like, you know, we've been talking about for a long time that we do a 5 minute, at least once, maybe twice a day of the news breaks. And we start, and it's my responsibility to syndicate them out and do it. But they'll be on LRN and we'll do a Freedom's Phoenix news break. And I'll do the video of it, and we'll do it. And I think that would be very popular, but it's been something sitting on the side because we have so many other things to do. But now I got to change the schedule around a little bit. I get to spend more time at the gym. I get myself taken care of. You know, Don and I are, you know, we got the harvest of the summer and everything, and all our trips and everything. So we're kind of redoing the schedule. We got a project we're working with Liberty Stickers on. We're going to do a bunch of QR code stickers as idea of Alma Summer, and it just kind of evolved into this big thing promoting a lot of the different libertarian oriented organizations and efforts around and including Freedom's Phoenix, where we'll have all these stickers all over every freaking gas pump on the planet. Silly status, taxes are for slaves, as an example. So they're sitting there filling up your gas tank, and all you got your smartphone, you see this QR code, they go bleep, done, got it. So we're working on that kind of stuff, and we have a lot of other ideas. The other thing is that there's an opportunity for us to start talking about syndicating the show on the weekend. And the idea was, if I did that, there was no way I was going to do every day, you know, this also, and do I want to give up my weekends? And so there's a lot of things, but we have so much stuff, and so much of that got placed on Sierra's shoulders. So I love my daughter. And you know, and here you see this every now and then when my mouse gets in the wrong place on the screen here. I make it do it. All of a sudden, you'll see this picture. That's my daughter, Sierra, that was on, those of you that are watching video, that's my daughter, Sierra, on the right, and on the left is my daughter, Rhea. That was her wedding day. Wasn't that the wedding day? You guys were getting all ready? So they're getting all ready for the wedding and so on. So these are my beautiful daughters. And I'm just, they're so, you know, they win. So the thing is that I she's going to be around for a month, but I just want to let you guys know that the focus is going to change. We developed all of these things. It's so difficult to get the magazine. That was a chore. And she just championed this last month, July. I was gone almost the entire month. She did the whole thing herself. You know, I kind of, you know, do this, that, and get the writers and everything coordinated. She did everything. Well, she's like, you know what, man, I need a vacation. So we're going to work this out. But Sierra, you know, say goodbye to everybody.
Bye.
Now, you've made friends. We've gone to different events. We went to Libertarian Party conventions. You went to Pork Fest last year. You know a lot of the guys that come by here, a lot of the movers and shakers in the movement. I mean, you've made personal friends with. You know, are you just going to blow them off? You're going to cut them off of your Facebook? You're not your friend anymore, like Stan and Kyle did?
Of course. No, I'm just kidding. No, I've enjoyed myself here. It's just, like you said, it just gets weighing on you after a while. And I mean, I need a change. And that's why doing the marathon and things like that, I just want to spread out and just have some fun. I mean, not that this isn't fun, but it just gets...
It's fun?
Well, to you, but I mean, it's not bad. It's just I need a change in my life. And, you know, I appreciate all the opportunities that I was given here, but it's just time to move on.
Well, are you going to take any of the skills that you have here on with you? I mean, you have so many skills that you developed on editing audio and video and doing, putting together newspapers and learn InDesign and Photoshop. Because when you started college, that was what you know, Dad, I got to have an iPad with the $5 trillion creative suite of the blah, blah, blah for me to learn graphic art. Yep. And then where'd that go? You know, so now you actually got to do it. You got a master's degree here at Freedom's Phoenix and you're going, eh, you know, well, maybe I'll do that.
If I never see a computer again, I'll be fine.
Is it that bad, really?
No, I mean, everyone has their own thing. It's sitting in front of a computer all day is not really my thing. I like to be moving around and with people. No offense, Dad, but sitting in a room with you for 9 hours is a little much. I need to spread out and see more people.
You know, I am shocked that you were able to do it as long as you did. Are you shocked?
Oh, yeah.
You know, we get along fine. It's just that I know I hear from her brothers and sisters and sister that, well, Dad, she's just, I go, what? It seems like we get along fine to me, but it's all from my perspective. It's all about me. All about me. Well, now it's, you know, not. It's about Sierra. So we're going to go ahead and wish her well, but she's going to be around. She's going to, you know, get all the training. She knows how we do the list and everything, make it easy for everyone, that anybody that replaces her to be able to take care of business. But we're going to be focusing a little bit different because the end is nigh and we're getting ready. We'll let you know how when we come back.
And now, live from the studios of Freedom's Phoenix, Ernest Hancock.
I've been waiting for something to happen for a week or a month or a year. With the blood in the ink of the headlines and the sound of the crowd in my ear. You might ask what it takes to remember when you know that you've seen it before. Where a government lies to a people and a country is drifting to war. And there's a shadow on the faces of the men who sent the guns to the wars that are fought in places where their business interest runs. On the radio talk shows and the TV, you hear one thing again and again. How the USA stands for freedom, and we come to the aid of a friend. But who are the ones that we call our friends? These governments are killing their own, or the people who find they can't take anymore, and they pick up a gun or a brick or a stone. And there are lives in the balance.
Jackson Browne. You know, you guys just got a lot of people, you go, yeah, I kind of sort of almost heard that song before. It sounds familiar. I don't really know, didn't understand. Got, man, them lyrics is right on. Well, it's because, you know, we've been doing this a long time, and it's we're not the first people before us. You get some of the old songs. Some of the old songs from Ireland and Scotland and the old American tunes and so on. A lot of the times they use the same melodies, same music, and they just change the words. I think the Star Spangled Banner was done that way. And what they did is communicate to their generation all the things that were going on and what they're complaining, and that's what made them popular. If they made it, you know, a lot of times it's not because, you know, they're up there at the inauguration of a president or at the end of their convention of the Republicans or Democrats, and they play some song. It's like, I remember when they Clinton got the nomination at the Democratic National Convention in 92, I think it was. All of a sudden, they're playing Fleetwood Mac. Don't stop thinking about tomorrow. Don't stop. It'll soon be here. Yeah, I'm just going, I did get permission for that. And then Bush, what did he use? He goes, I think it was Proud to Be an American. No, it wasn't that one. It was Bruce Springsteen's one. Born in the USA. Say, hey, I didn't tell you you could use my song, boy. You know, so this is how we communicate, and it's so powerful that big bad guys, they'll adopt, you know, one for themselves that they think it kind of gives a certain impression. So we're going into another stage, and we've adapted and changed and done a lot of things at Freedom's Phoenix. Over the years, when we first started putting it together in June of 05, and the reason we pulled the trigger then, we already had it like 10 years before that, 95, 96, we had the concept in our head, but the bandwidth wasn't there. And I go, when they start doing video, here we go. Now we have the ability to do digital magazines. These tablets are going to explode. I see this coming. I've been waiting on, when we did the articles, there's a graphic that we did in the first magazine, and it was called, I'll pull it up here after a while, but it was, you know, maybe I can do it now while we're talking. Let's go ahead, and you can see how I use Freedom's Phoenix. And here are a bunch of the articles of, Command Economy by Charles Goyette, only for subscribers. Global Village Construction Set. These are the guys in Missouri that have open source hardware making 50 pieces of equipment for a sustained community from scratch. You make machines that can make the machines to make the machines you need, and boom, you don't need to get them from anywhere else. You got it covered. Pal Gamel's article, General Considerations in Fruit, Nut, and Vegetable Production, Part 1. He's got more to do. Got chickens. I got chickens. That's Adana's article. Did that up. And then she did the one on juicing, too, and on goat milking and cheese and so on, and on gardening. And Donna, you know, she most of our vacation, she was at a computer writing this stuff from Washington, right? She's probably 4 days just sitting there writing articles. Sustainable Living, Liberty, and the Pursuit of Urban Farms. That's Anthony Gregory and what he's going to be talking about when we come back at the top of the second hour. Then, you know, so we go to magazine, online magazine. We go to the inaugural first edition. Now, in there, the final page, the last, it's publisher's back page. Let's see if it's on this. I may have to go into it. And what it was, there was a graphic that we did. And the point that I was making was that, you know, we're going into a new wave of things that we've seen in the past. I was really sure what was going to happen was that we were going to have a new method by which we were going to be able to communicate. And that way was going to be that there was going to be some method by which we could download information. Now, they talk about a lot of different ways, like in the Matrix, they just jack you in, or interface with your brain, and I'm sure, and chemically and whatever, brainwash it. You know, I'm sure that's going to happen. So I'm going, all right, well, how about we not? How about we do it in such a way that we can, voluntarily, people seek out just the truth. If they're looking for the truth, they'll find the truth. All right, cool. So that's what we'll do. Well, Freedom's Phoenix with the graphics, a lot of it, I can't believe the stuff you're putting up. But if I get to do the graphics, if I get to put up a picture that goes along with what is, they don't have the picture on here. Well, I got to download the magazine. Yeah. Oh, shoot. Download magazine, high res computer, boom, go. Should have done it that way anyway. And we go to the last page, and the point that I was making with the this graphic, and it says, from tablets to starships, we are on our way. And up in the top left-hand corner, all you see is a little bit Captain Kirk up here with this tablet. And this was something, as a young man in the late 60s, I thought that this was stuff we already had or were going to have. You know, I'm going, well, of course, you know, this is how Uhura did it. You know, they're giving him all kinds of information, and he's signing stuff, and he's working on it, and he's, you know, having a... I just lost it. They're trying to talk to you and push all these buttons. So what we did is, and the link to it, what it's doing is it went to the index of the pictures that we had when we did Spaceship One there. So if you click on that, that's what you get. Well, what we were looking at was, we're going, okay, so what happens when we have the ability to do what they did in Star Trek 40 years ago? What then? Well, I think it's going to be where we're able to transfer information to each other in a totally new way that's going to have a big difference. So these old, this is why it was in my head. I was waiting for this to happen. 40 years I was waiting for this to happen. And then all of a sudden, here it came. And I go, so you're saying that I can put video and graphics and links on the internet. You know, I can go, computer, working, and I can get anything I want on a video screen, a tablet in my hand. This was already in our heads our entire life. And the only reason we had to wait this long till I'm freaking 50 in 2010, because government's in the way. But they're just another hurdle that the free market and individual and creative minds just overcome. So here we are. What can you do when you can put in the hands of anyone any bit of information that they're looking for? And sometimes they don't even know they're looking for it. You can just get them to click on something and it goes straight to it. What? How would you do that? How would you bypass all the controlled media? You get a little, you know, vinyl bumper sticker about 2 inches square, while they're sitting there with their smartphone on their hip, filling up their gas tank, and they see it, and they go blip on the QR sticker, and it goes to the website and says, hello. And how do you get them to do that? What do you say? Silly status. Taxes are for slaves. Her freedom's the answer. What's the question? Still voting? You know, all these slogans, just to get them to look. And a lot of times the people that will look, and they're glad they found it, are people that are asking these questions already. This is the next wave that we're going through. And thanks to Sierra and so many of you out there, we're done. We're ready. The mechanism is in place. Now we're going to fine-tune how we're going to explode across the planet. A little bit more about that when we come back.
Rhodes? It's the Ernest Hancock Show. Where we're going, there aren't any roads.
Vietnam, so put down your books and pick up a gun. We're gonna have a whole lot of fun. And it's one, like a two, like a three. What are we fighting for? Don't ask me, I don't give a damn.
Next up is Vietnam. Yeah, Vietnam. You know, this has all been going on the same for a long time. We got to get off the hamster wheel, man. You know, and how do we do that? We're going to be talking to Anthony Gregory top of the next hour, because that guy, man, I'm a fan. That boy does some good writing, a lot of research, and got some skills. But that doesn't necessarily mean anything to, you know, status quo, but it does for the future. When we have people like Anthony Gregory and Adam Kokesh and a lot of other, you know, young activists that come up through the Levolution, they are the future. And I see that for, you know, my children, too. They're taking care of business, take care of the families, take care of themselves. Sierra is the youngest of my four children, 21 to 25, two boys, two girls. And all of a sudden, she's just been immersed her entire life with a lot of this stuff. And now she is such an integral part of this thing. And she was so worried about telling me that she didn't want to do it anymore. She was stressing for a month. I mean, it's just, you know, it's just building up and then more stuff they had. And then I'm gone and doing the mag and all this. She's all worried. It was like a big drama production to tell me, Dad, I go, are you leaving us? Well, yeah, I go, about time. No, so it wasn't that big a deal. I was happy to have her as long as I did because she made it possible for us over the last year. I was so far behind when she first came on, you know, over a year, year and a half ago. There was no way I was going to be able to get all this stuff done and get to where we are right now in any kind of time in time for the crash. So when she's doing this, all I could think of is thank God you were here to make sure that we could get this infrastructure in place. So now what are we going to do with it? Well, we've been talked to Rick over at Liberty Stickers. They're going to be working with us on this project. But there's another project. That's just a kind of a side thing that I'll be to promote and whatever. But I got another project that I'm going to really be focusing on. And it has so many tentacles in it. And it's just, you know, they're psyoping us and convincing us and doing all kinds of crap. And it centers around just the in the media, how they're able to brainwash us into thinking what's good and what's bad according to them. And so there's a way of doing it, and we'll talk about that tomorrow if we got time, and then kind of, you know, rough it out and draft it out what we're going to do and how we're going to do it. And then I'm just going to do it. You know, a lot of times, well, who are you going to get and how are you going to raise the money and this, and somebody got to go, yeah, blah, blah, blah. It's already done in my head. You know, what if you have the confidence that you just know it needs to be done and you just do it? You know, I'm done. I did it. It's over. Next. You know, that's why a lot of people, they don't understand. Well, what are you going to do with the Levolution this time? You know, we're already going to Arabic countries and Central America with it and having some really good success there. And I talked to a gentleman, his name is Ryan Mott, and he was a great activist in Des Moines that I met when I was there. And he and his cousin, I think it was Danny, and they were doing hard work. I mean, if you look at the For Liberty movie and you have a lot of footage in there, they got, you know, a lot from us. And there's a scene in there, these guys putting signs up in the rain, and the guy that was talking to the people in the snow on the highway when it was closed down about Ron Paul and so on. That's Ryan. Ryan was chastised so much because he didn't listen to the suits, and he kept putting signs up all the time around in Iowa in preparation for the straw poll. Well, they didn't like it. That you're not supposed to do that. You need to do what we want you to do over here. And what they didn't realize is that that's what a lot of the young people wanted. They didn't want to sit on the phone. They didn't want to do it, even though Ryan's really good on the phones. In fact, he just left me a message. He goes, yeah, I went down. I volunteered on the phones. He was great at it. When we went to New Hampshire, he volunteered to be on the phones, and he's just talking Ron Paul up. And here comes a little supervisor guy. Go, no. Stick to the script. It's illegal immigration. And he's like, seriously, in New Hampshire? And we're just, fine. He didn't. All right, I gave you my best shot. I'm going to go help make more signs of learning. We'll go do whatever. So, and he was staying at our cabin. So I'm going, all right. So he beat this out of people. Well, now they're back there. He did the robo-calling thing and so on and stuff, too. And now you want me, are we going out to the people? Are we taking a bunch of the college kids like we did before and go out door to door and talking to people and putting signs up and making it? No, why would we do that? We need to see if the traditional method of this actually works or not. Now, I suspect that because of circumstances, Dr. Paul, I hope, will do well. But when I'm watching CNN this morning and they're going the top tier, many of you probably saw it if you're watching CNN or still, they go, well, the top tier candidates, you know, Romney, Bachman, Pawlenty, and so on. Anybody but Paul, they don't even mention him. Why? Because they don't have to. Because he's not in their face everywhere all the time. They don't understand the power of culture, of people insisting on knowing the truth. And when they see the name Ron Paul Revolution or Ron Paul anything in their face at every freaking overpass and on the chain link as they're driving for 40 miles from one town to the other, you know, guess what? The news doesn't tell you the news or what's happening. They spin the olds. At least they'd mention it. So we're going to see what happens. I'm a big supporter of Dr. Paul and his message, of course. But I tell you, you know, that's why I have problems with politics. A lot of people call him, you're not going, what are you going to be doing? I go, oh, you're assuming they even want us there. And that's what Ryan left on. He goes, yeah, you're probably right. Now they're not, they don't want this kind of campaign there. I go, fine. You know, I know. They made it clear last time. I just didn't care, you know. But the thing is that I'm going, all right, you know, we'll see what happens. We need to know. It's a good experiment. You know, let's not muck it up, you know, by go ahead and doing something. And they say, it's like in the movie Wag the Dog. You know, where behind the scenes, they're creating this fictitious war. Robert De Niro and Dustin Hoffman, you really should watch that movie, Wag the Dog. And they create this, you know, fake war to get the president elected again and so on. While they're doing the presidential campaign, and the guys go, yeah, you don't change horses in midstream. And they're going, oh, yeah, that's a campaign. Yeah, that was a good one. That's why he won. And these guys are like, right. You know, so I don't want to, you know, do all this other stuff. And then they say, yeah, it was don't change horses midstream campaign that won it. No, let them have their campaign all the way they want and see what happens. We need to know this. This is valuable information. So we need to know. So they're going to have the straw poll this weekend and we'll see how it goes. I don't know. I want to know. We'll see. Now, remember last time they did a straw poll, he came in like fifth. McCain wouldn't even go. But when Ron Paul was announced at fifth, we didn't even hear, you know, fourth, third, second. What, nobody cared. We're just screaming. You know, yay! You know, we didn't care. Well, these guys care. You know, the people in there, we got to get them elected. Ron Paul being president of the United States is going to fix it. No. Ron Paul running for president of the United States is what fixes it. The people are going to fix it. To think that you can have a change in Washington without a change in the culture is freaking moronic. Why would you even think that? Oh, you trick them in. I always want you to trick in, you know, as the Libertarian Party would, you know, don't talk about guns, don't talk about drugs, don't talk about freedom. You know, just talk about, you know, fiscal issues and get you sneak in there and we'll get Barr or Root or somebody and then we'll fix it. You know, we'll get in and we'll trick them. And I'm going, seriously? You think the people are going to support this kind of stuff if they didn't already begging for it to begin with? No, the people have to demand it. Demand it. Demand it. So this is, it's a great experiment. Now, I don't have any problem with Ron. You know, he's always been, you know, true blue. I don't have a problem with him. Now, he's going to do whatever, but it's this politics thing. So I'll keep focusing on the culture deal, and that's what we're going to be focusing on as we go through this campaign process. You know, it's just another opportunity for us to do what we do best, and that's getting people to think about the right things that are important. Well, that's what we're doing in Quartzsite. I'll be trying to get hold of Stuart Rhodes and get him on the show. And we'll talk about a lot of things that we found out in Quartzsite. And then we learned even more today. And it's becoming obvious that if you look at Quartzsite, Arizona in a Google Earth search, what you'll see is that to the west of them, just 20, 30 miles, out in the middle of the desert, is this big strip green valley. Well, that was from water on another ridge over there, subsurface water that they did in California and created an oasis out there of farming. Well, that's one of the other things that's going to come to Quartzsite. They're on an ocean of water there. Here it comes. There's so for so many reasons that they want to control, and the people that moved out there to get away and they got their property and they thought they're going to be able to retire and live. No! No, you're in the way. So what's the function of government? To protect those individual rights? No, they're in the way. So hopefully we helped them out and some questions to ask and where to go to find out who's really pulling the strings. Because there are some places to go and see and who benefits financially from and got the lease and rights of the surface and development of the BLM sold in the land and the rezoning of the company and the bank financing to be able to get the water system in so you can get your apartment. Kind of blah, 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 blah. We already know, been through it. And they're on it. When we come back, Anthony Gregory. Uncovering the secrets and exposing the lies. That's what readers of freedomsphoenix.com get every day. Readers of freedomsphoenix.com are constantly provided the information that detail the real news between the lines of propaganda about government policies and the true relationship we all have with coercive governments. Learn the true condition of our economy, innovations and technological breakthroughs in energy, health, computer science, and space travel. Learn the truth well before it's admitted to in the lamestream media, the media that is so last century. Corporate media has evolved into nothing more than distributors of government propaganda, but we now have a fantastic alternative. FreedomsPhoenix.com provides constant news updates on the issues that affect our lives in the most important ways. Our liberty and our property are under constant attack, and FreedomsPhoenix.com provides the understanding behind the propaganda while encouraging the participation of our readers. Join us at FreedomsPhoenix.com. That's Freedoms with an S, Phoenix.com. FreedomsPhoenix.com, where the revolution between the ears has already matured. Tour.